Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York from Impact Media. Good to see and speak to a lot of you guys this week. Oh man, I'm as the write-up said, I am super stoked to be here. Whether you can hear it in my voice or not, it is a fun week to be a Jaguar fan, is it not? I mean, what a game. What a just ridiculously awesome game. And, I mean, all I can say is, you know, if you're a Dolphins fan.
Missed it by that much.
Yep, exactly. Thanks, Maxwell Smart. Missed it by that much. You had all the opportunity in the world to beat the Jaguars, and you couldn't do it. This defense stepped up. Bortles looked pretty good, right? 18 for 33. Yeah, just a little over 50%, but still 18 for 33. He's still under my 35 cap. 273 yards, two touchdowns. How about a big goose egg in the interception department? That is what I'm most proud of. Didn't throw an interception. He looked pretty good. You know, we'll work on completion and all that later on. Not worried about it. T.J. Yeldon out of the blocks, 25 carries for 70 yards. Had the 12-yard burst, of course. Bortles actually scrambled twice, ended up with 27 total yards. He had the 28-yard run and obviously the minus one on the other. Marquise Lee getting on the only action. Yep, that Marquise Lee. He made his season debut. Was able to get him the ball a couple times. He had two catches for 27 yards, including the 18-yarder. He was targeted four times. Hey, it happens. New guy, still getting his feet wet. Not worried about it. But what about Allen Robinson? Yep. A-Rob. Why don't we start calling him that? A-Rob. A-Rob had six receptions for 155 yards, including the 52-yarder. He had two touchdowns as well. If he's not on your fantasy team or if he's been on your bench, I think you should start playing Allen Robinson. This guy is just going nuts. Allen Hurns, solid day as well. He had 68 yards and four catches. Spreading the ball around. T.J. Yeldon had a couple coming out of the backfield. Yep. A lot of people said maybe they'd pass to somebody else coming out of the backfield. Nope, they're going to give it to Yeldon. Rashad Green still with a couple catches. And Tyson Alualu had a catch. Everybody's getting on the action. Phone going nuts. Everybody's still happy here. Going into some of the other stats here. I'm looking. What about quarterback hits? People that put a hit on Ryan Tannehill. That would be Paul Posluszny. Paz had a big one. Sergio Brown. Jared Odrick. There's Tyson Alualu again. Ryan Davis. That boy was all over the field. Roy Miller. Guys that put hits on people. Tackles for loss. Dan Scuda in on the action. Josh Evans in on the action. Chris Clemens in on the action. Man, I could go through these stats all day long. What about guys with big tackles? Telvin Smith. There's Paz again. Sergio Brown. Aaron Colvin. James Sample. You could just read up and down this roster. Everybody's in on the action. Everybody played to the best of their abilities, which was more than enough. 23-20. Your Jaguars with the victory. I mean, in a time when the opposing quarterback threw for 359 yards on 30 completions, 14 incompletions. He had two touchdowns himself. Doesn't matter, though. And who was one of the most clutch of the day, besides Corey Grant with his kick returns and Nick Marshall and Rashad Green with their punt returns? How about that guy, Jason Myers? How about Jason Myers? 3 for 3 on field goals, including not only the 28-yard game winner, but how about the 58-yarder? That's only one off the record that I believe Scobie holds. 58-yarder to close out the second quarter. I think it would have went a little further. I mean, just what a just super awesome day. I mean, Brian Anger netted, I think he netted 317 yards out of the 7 punts he did. One touchback, one inside the 20. His longest of the day was 56 yards. You try to kick a ball 56 yards. I don't think I could throw it 56 yards. Then again, neither can half the people in the league. But it doesn't matter. Jason Myers doing big things, proving why he's the one on this team. We knew he'd step up. If he's going to continue to hit 58-yarders, I think we should all go grab him, throw him on our fantasy teams. You know, go to FanDuel, go to DraftKings. I like DraftKings myself. FanDuel's pretty good, too. But I might have to pick him up next week. We'll talk about next week's game in a minute. But, I mean, that's just awesome. This was as much of a nail-biter as this was. At the same time, this was a fun game to watch. We had three different games on at the 4 o'clock hour. We had all 4 o'clock games on here at the studios. And by about the third quarter, everybody's watching the Jaguars game because this was the fun game to watch. Two teams going back and forth. And like I said, the Jaguars, of course, pick up the victory. Absolutely awesome. But as I said, we're going to talk about some other stuff as well. We are. I'm going to go over a few quick little news and notes. Then we're going to. I'll give you the three keys as to how the Jaguars can pick up a victory against the New England Patriots this week. Yep, we're going to do something with dedication. Yep, all those things there. We've got all kinds of fun things. I still think this place is haunted, but in a good way. We appreciate all the spirits and ghosts around here. Gus Bradley, to me, had one of the best reactions. He just had a big grin on his face. This was a big win. This was a great win for him. It's one you stick in your back pocket and go, we earned that one. Absolutely earned that one. A lot of things you're going to get into. You know, a lot of people are saying running back depth is going to be tested, and don't take things for granted. Don't get too ahead of yourself. No, enjoy this win. It's week two, and the Jaguars are tied for first. And no matter the outcome of tonight's game, because the Indianapolis Colts will be playing their second game, whether they win or lose, the Jaguars will still be in first place. I mean, let's be honest. When's the last time you could say that the Jaguars are in first place? Be happy with this. I know my friends, the Bold City Brigade and the Teal Street Hooligans, had a good time. Saw some of the pictures. You guys were phenomenal. Regardless of the Jaguars' record, those guys are always undefeated. But, man, just, I think super stoked. That's what I'm going to go with. Super stoked. News and notes. Want to get into some news and notes real quick. Let's find those news and notes and
get over here.
Yep, we're gonna get them over here. Of course, there's a new game you guys need to try. It's called Duval Dash. You can not only play it on Jaguars.com. You can play it on the Jaguars app on your cellular device, iPad, tablet. Whatever device that you like to stream the app or, you know, the app or the website. Haven't played Duval Dash yet. I will probably play it here in a few minutes because if I started playing it now, there's a good chance you guys wouldn't hear anything on the show for the rest of the time. Also, they are working on, if they haven't released them already, I did not see the report. It may have snuck past me. But, the Jaguars have some game day emojis now that you can use to send back and forth to your friends. You're talking about your favorite team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I believe there's obviously Jackson is probably one. I would imagine Shad probably is one. Probably get Bortles, some cheerleaders, various things like that. Like I said, I'm looking forward to them because I'm going to start sending them to everybody. So if you hear them, definitely let us know here at the show. @3endzone@gmail.com is how you can email us. I got to get that straight. @TeamImpactMedia or @TheImpact99 if you want to catch me or Impact Media. Obviously, we're on Facebook. You can call us in right now. We're going to be on for a few more minutes. 347-826-7448 or click on the link. You can hang out. Appreciate you guys hanging out. Of course, if you're a band and you want your song featured on here, or if you have a Jaguars-related song or suggestion, hit us up. We'd love to have you do the new theme song and represent Duval. Of course, also, you can always be a part of this show, whether you want to send us your questions, comments, suggestions, all that sort of thing. But moving on, as we get over to, or as we get to our next topic.
Get over here!
I'm going to tell you the three keys to victory for defeating the 2-0 New England Patriots. Now, I'm not sure the numbers yet. I've not seen them, actually. I'm going to look them up as I'm talking to you. The way the Jaguars are playing, I would hope that they're spotted a few more points than they should be. And we're trying to nail this down. They say the Patriots are going to win by 14.5, and the over-under is set at 47. Wow. That's tough. So basically, here's how it would work. If you were going to put money down on this, and hopefully you're doing this in a legal place, because not every place in the United States is legal to place bets, make sure you are checking before you do that. But what that basically means is they're saying the Patriots will win by at least 15 points. Now, if you think either the Jaguars are going to win or that the Patriots are going to win by less than 15 points, then it is a +750. So if I'm not mistaken, for every dollar that you put down, you would win $7.50 towards it. So obviously you put $10 down, you'd win $75. Put a dollar down, you'd win $7.50. That's kind of how that works. As far as the over-under being 47 points, that is tough. Because New England, we all know, can throw a lot of points up, but certain matchups may keep it pretty close. Let's see. If it were me, I'm going to say they're going to be just over. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, they might be under. I'm going to take the under on that because I think this game could be 24-21, somewhere in there like that. If you do your math, 24-21 gives you 45 points, which would be under. So I'm going to go 24-21, or 24-20. Let's go 24-20. I do think there's going to be some field goals involved here. 24-20, I'm going to say if the Jaguars win, or when the Jaguars win, that is what the score is going to be. Now, three keys to beating the New England Patriots. Obviously, put pressure on Tom Brady. It's easy. You guys know that. We actually have the guys to do that. Of course we do. I just named off half the defensive people. Every one of them can get at the quarterback. I think you got to put enough pressure on him. It's not just knocking him around. It's not just sacks. You got to stay in his face, force him outside the pocket. He's not the best scrambler in the world. And I say that knowing that I've always been a Tom Brady fan. But for this week, maybe I'm not. Second key to defeating the New England Patriots, you got to sneak things past this defense. This defense, if you move quick enough, if you do a lot of fast, like up-tempo, fast-paced stuff, we're not talking Chip Kelly fast because maybe a little too fast. But you keep the ball moving, you keep the personnel on there, you make sure the defense starts to get tired, you can defeat the Patriots. There are holes in this. Their corners are getting better. Linebackers a lot of times get caught in coverage. That's the kind of matchups. This is where we really would love to have Julius Thomas. But since we don't, or since we don't currently, I think you run T.J. Yeldon. You keep him honest. You run T.J. Yeldon. You find Allen Hurns, Allen Robinson, Marquise Lee. Now that he's back, I think Mercedes Lewis could be the hidden gem here. He could be a just absolute coverage nightmare for the Patriots. And then, of course, the third key, you have to win the special teams battle, and that's not just Jason Myers hitting all his kicks. That's making sure that on kickoffs the Patriots have the ability to run a kick or a punt back. Need to make sure we can make the tackles, and if nothing else, just make sure Jason Myers does all these touchbacks. So, like I said, you got to win the special teams battle. Do a lot of fast plays on offense and up-tempo stuff. Not necessarily fast plays, but up-tempo. Keep their defense on the field. Make sure they get tired. Tire out the defense. They get gassed. These big linemen, you'll be able to run past them. And they won't be able to rush you. Then, of course, put some pressure on Tom Brady. I think if they do those three things, they got just as good a chance as anybody does. And, this will be a fun battle of two number one teams in their division. Two AFC division leaders. Just let that sink in, because isn't that just awesome? You wake up on Monday, Jaguars are in first place. When you wake up tomorrow, the Jaguars will be in first place. And guess what? When you wake up Wednesday and Thursday, because I'm not sure what the Thursday game is. Thursday game won't matter. When you wake up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Jaguars will be in first place. Have fun with that. I'm going to leave you with that right there. I'm going to leave you with that exactly right there. So, we'll see you guys next week for Jaguars.